This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we go. Another hour of the DJV program. Jeff's not here. Jennifer is. Jeff, where is Jeff, Jennifer?
That is so weird.
He's at home sleeping.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Like normal people this early.
Yes, right, exactly.
Yes, we remember those days when we could sleep. I actually have never slept late in my life. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life. So this is not working in the morning has never been a big deal for me, whether it was radio or the cows or whatever it is. It's just part of life. Does it feel good to sleep till 7 on the weekend? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 7 at 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 9, 10.
How about 11?
Ah, perfect.
Wow.
There you go. All right, so Jennifer Victoria here to report on what's going on, the news digested, if you will, for the purposes of us understanding, hopefully a little bit more than what you get from your average sources and things that you didn't know were going on. So, Jen, where do we take our listeners at this point?
Well, we're going to go to Victoria's neck of the woods, to the Jersey Shore, where with Memorial Day fast approaching, there has been an idea by one of the towns to do a beach badge sale. Have you heard about this, Victoria?
Beach badges.
I bought two different beach badges for two different towns.
You got beach badges.
Because I was worried that they're limiting the number.
Mm-hmm. You have to have a badge to get on the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, so really? The way that people are handling, certain states are handling things a little differently. And so in New Jersey, they've come up with the idea of the beach badge. And apparently hundreds of people in New Jersey stood in line to purchase beach access badges ahead of Memorial Day weekend. Phil Murphy is a governor in New Jersey, and he said that the state's beaches would reopen in time for the Memorial Day holiday weekend with certain restrictions, of course, aimed at the risk of spreading coronavirus. Beachgoers are asked to maintain 6 feet of separation, except for relatives or household members, and there will be admission and overall capacity limits at the beaches. And but you have to have this badge apparently to get beach
access. This is not new.
This is the first time I've heard about this.
No, you always. It's a seasonal. It's a seasonal pass. It's a little. You know.
So
it's a little plastic badge. I bought mine online.
Badge.
Yeah, I bought mine online. I'm actually going to pick it up today. They have different places where you can go and pick it up. You just buy it it's an app called Viply, and which is used for a lot of other things, parking and things like that. And so you just buy it and you go and you pick it up at one of the boardwalk spots. But paying for the beach in New Jersey has been around for my entire life, so this is nothing
really?
New.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know people are always freaked out when they come to Jersey and they're like, "You have to pay to get on the beach."
Funnel in. You have like fences all around the beach so people can't jump into just. We have
yes.
places where I go to the beach. They park along the side of the road and you walk.
So what if I come and
visit? Jersey.
What if I come and visit and I just want to go to the beach one day? Can
you
I
just buy a day pass?
How much does this cost?
Seriously?
It's like a wrist. Yeah, it's a wristband. It depends, and it depends where you are. Now the town that I grew up in, they're very snobby, so it's $12 for the day. So
$12 a day.
How much does it cost for a season? Seasonal is $120 for the it's something
but
like that.
That's our beach. How come you have to pay for it?
Because it's a tax grab. It's like everything.
Well, it's a huge part of the economy in New Jersey. You have to pay for every beach. There are no free beaches.
You don't pay taxes there? Yeah, well, nobody pays taxes. Just pay fees. Is that it?
What do you mean?
I'm underscoring what I know the answer is. Of course not. You're paying taxes and taxes and taxes and more taxes and more
right,
taxes.
Right, but what I'm saying
that's
is
all this is a tax.
Yeah, I don't know what beach. Well, if you go to a free beach in another state, I don't know if your state funds lifeguards and stuff. But that's essentially what the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in Jersey, that you've always had to pay to get on the beach. And actually, when I was growing up in Spring Lake, you had to be a resident of Spring Lake to even sit on the beach. And then other people challenged that, and that's obviously illegal. So they lost that battle. But now in Spring Lake, they're actually you can't park on the street. You can't park your car anywhere. So if that means if you don't live there, or have a friend who lets you park in their driveway, then you can't actually park anywhere on the street. That's how they're trying to keep people from mobbing the beaches this summer.
Good luck to them on that.
This is, look, this is something new I didn't know existed.
Nope.
I forget that other states don't charge you to go on the beach.
Although I feel like beach badge, most of the East Coast does. Oh, gosh, that's weird.
No, yeah, no there's I nobody feel, in the Cape. The Cape doesn't do it. They don't do it in Florida.
I've never heard about this in my whole life. I think this might be Jersey.
I know New Jersey. Well, Jersey, Delaware, and I think Maryland, some beaches you have to pay to get on. I think even some Virginia Beach, you might have to. But, this is like, you know, this is a thing that we just live with in Jersey.
The biggest tax I ever had, the most taxing situation when I lived on the beach in Santa Monica was having to go under the roadway where the homeless lived and try to make my way to the beach, jumping over some of the people sleeping in the and the crossway underneath the PCH.
Well, see, actually thinking the beach badge sounded like a good idea. I didn't realize it was like a cost because there right now we can only go to the beach to run and walk. You can't go to the beach to stop and hang out in California.
They better come up with a new plan because people are not going to do that.
No. All right, so here's a plan. This weekend is Memorial Day weekend. At beach parties everywhere, whether social distancing comes into play or not. And there are a lot of people looking at what happened last weekend in Galveston, Texas. 180 people were arrested. And it's pretty funny, actually. Thousands of people gathered on the Gulf Coast Boulevard Peninsula to celebrate Go Topless Jeep Weekend, which is an annual event that takes place the weekend before Memorial Day. People said, we've been in quarantine. We need to go out and party. So that's what they did. There were a number of precautions, supposedly, that people took from getting the coronavirus, the people washing their hands and all that sort of stuff. But if you look at the video, lots of people were pouring alcohol on their hands to clean them up. Whatever drink they drink, pour beer. What is beer sticky? Isn't there sugar in beer? Wouldn't that be
beer doesn't sticky? Have nearly enough alcohol to sanitize anything. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What about if you were drinking scotch or bourbon or wine? Wine gonna have alcohol?
40... Oh yeah.
No, wine doesn't have enough alcohol to clean your hands.
Oh no. Really? The sugar in it would make it sticky.
Yeah.
I thought we were still on sticky.
Sure.
Yeah. There's no even if you pour straight vodka, that's only 40% alcohol. That's not enough. You need 60% alcohol to kill the coronavirus. So there's nothing that you can drink. You would kill yourself if you drank 60% alcohol.
Good to know. Anyway, so the attendees, there were lots of them, 180 were taken into custody for crimes that have nothing to do with coronavirus. Apparently, they all got so drunk. They were driving around with these Jeeps crashing into each other. So most of them were arrested on public drunkenness charges. But all the women who were arrested were topless. And it was very interesting to see how they
I'm sure this is very interesting to see. Yeah. Jen, why do you think he chose this story?
Just for research, of course.
Yes.
Wow. There's a lot of blogs all about it. Listen.
You've
got to keep people informed as to what the news is. Come on. Let's keep up with our job here, ladies. Watching. Now, if it was a nude event and the men were nude, that's the thing that bothers me.
No one wants
so
to see that.
So much discrimination. No. Right, who wants to see guys
no.
all
wants
junk
it.
Running around?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. I grew up on the beach where my folks had a place in Riviera Beach down at Singer Island, which is next to Palm Beach. And there's a at Riviera Beach, there's a nude beach. I remember as a young kid, maybe this is what warped me, I don't know. Seeing all these old dudes wandering around naked.
Yeah, nude beaches never have anybody that you actually want to see naked. Ever.
No one attractive goes to nudist colonies.
Mm-mm.
It's true.
No. Okay, so now we've got that.
Jimmy, I've seen them.
Are there any? Have you?
No.
Well, like, I've done the legwork.
Are there any nudist beaches on the West Coast? They are big in Florida here and there.
Yeah,
and
there
other
are
places.
Actually. I think.
Are there?
I know of one in San Diego. I don't know of one in like where I live, but.
No.
Okay. There's one here, and my grandfather used to fly ultralights. They're like basically like a weed whacker engine.
Over.
with, you know, with attached to like a hang glider. That's kind of what it looked like. And he used to crash land all the time, and he landed on, he made into the newspaper, he landed on the nude beach, and he said far more traumatic than crash landing were all the naked people running at him to see if he was okay.
All right, the DJV clip of the day that you can listen to today features a conversation about competition from online retailers and Target and Walmart, and what the end is when it comes to Pier 1, 58 years, see you later, alligator. Target and Walmart doing well, Pier 1 gone, other retail conversation. It really is pretty, and this is not a silly conversation. Sometimes some of the clips of the day are silly conversations that we have, fun conversations, but this is pretty serious overview of where we're going in order to buy things. And Amazon is taking over the world here. You know, Amazon's happy to see all these people go out of business. I think we're in a dangerous time, frankly, very dangerous time. Anyway, control, control, control. There's more of that discussion, lots of other things. You can listen daily to the DJV show when we're not on the air on your favorite radio station. If you listen, you go to work and you're in the car for... And I wonder what's going to happen to that. A lot of people listening at home now, which sort of revived the interest in radios at home. And some people say, what do I need a radio for? All I have to do is go to my device and go to djvshow.com, which is true. Hit the listen button and you can hear the program in its entirety the day that is produced. So you can do that, or have a little bit of info, a little clip of the day is kind of fun. Clip of the day at djvshow.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hez. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopWoss.com or call 833-TOPWOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopWoss.com or 833-TOPWOSS.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, United Airlines being sued by an NFL player who has not been named because the staff on the plane, the flight attendants, ignored his complaints that he was being groped by a female passenger sitting next to him. that's going to go. 21 after the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Yes, we have the point of the lyric line of this song, when you're gone. You're gone. This is something, it's a focus on the Georgia On My Mind concert, which is going online. Usually it's at the Ryman in Nashville. The 7th annual Gretsch Presents Georgia On My Mind concert, benefiting the Georgia Music Foundation, reaches a global audience this year with the online musical event scheduled for next Tuesday at 8 o'clock Eastern. Hosted by Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls and singer-songwriter Brent Cobb, Gretsch Presents Georgia On My Mind will be streaming on Facebook.com/Georgia Music and at GeorgiaMusicFoundation.org. Say that again, Doug. At GeorgiaMusicFoundation.org. Amy Ray said this is an unprecedented time where we're united in our isolation and yearning to connect through our music. For Brent and I to come together, host a lineup of artists from across the state of Georgia, big honor for both of us. People can expect to see performances from John Driscoll Hopkins, founding member of the Zac Brown Band, and other Georgia-connected artists like Amy Grant, Rutha Harris, Indigo Girls, Chuck Lavelle, and more. I don't know Chuck Lavelle. Anybody know anything about him?
With the Stones for a long time, right?
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah, I believe so.
All right. The first concert that they had kicked off 7 years ago, they've raised about $500,000 to support music education in their history. So that's that story, another concert online. Now, let's see. Looking around in that vein, here's another one. The first ever National Memorial Day concert to be virtual. That's something Joe Montana has done with Gary Sinise. How many years has that been going on? Heavens. As long as I can remember
on
TBS,
right?
at least 20 years or more.
Yeah, a couple of decades. You know, he just fell into that. I talked to him this week about it. And
who, Joe?
He said,
or
Joe Montagna. And he said that he just did it as a favor early on, but he loved it so much. And he had, it was so meaningful that he did it every single year since. He said as long as it's going on, he'll always find a way to be a part of it.
I think he and Sinise are friends in real life.
They are. I read something that Montagna said that he was asked, do you want to have a co-host? And he pulled Gary Sinise in.
Right. Yep. For the first time in this, 30-some-odd years, the concert will not be on the West Lawn of the Capitol because of the obvious. Instead, Capitol Concerts presenting a special 90-minute broadcast airing on PBS this Sunday from 8 to 9:30. Montagna says, this is my 19th year hosting. Performance is going to be done by artists in their homes. It's going to include some of the best segments that we've had for the last 30 years as well. So he and Gary Sinise are sort of putting this together. And Hamilton star Christopher Jackson is opening the show by singing the national anthem. And then there'll be remote performances from Cynthia, or is it Erivo?
Erivo.
What's her special? What's her deal? I don't know.
You ask me this every time we talk about her. She was Harriet and Harriet Tubman in the movie that came out last year. But she is more famously, she's a Tony Award winner for The Color Purple.
Got it. Okay. Trace Adkins also performing on Sunday in this thing. Renee Fleming.
How you doing,
Winey.
Trace?
How you doing, Trace?
And
he said that, how you doing, Jennifer?
Yeah, he left a voicemail message. Yeah, he left my voicemail recording.
Mary McCormick, the National Symphony Orchestra, as usual. In addition to the new performances, viewers will also see greatest hits from the past years of these performances. Guests like Sam Elliott, Lawrence Fishburne, U.S. Army Herald Trumpets, U.S. Army Chorus, U.S. Army Voices, and Downrange, the Soldiers Chorus of the U.S. Army Field Band, U.S. Navy SEAL, U.S. Navy Band Sea Chanters, U.S. Air Force Singing Sergeants, as service color teams provided by the Military District in Washington, all making their annual...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Catastrophic flooding sweeps through Midland County, Michigan, where the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, is now asking President Trump for a federal emergency declaration to help the state's response. That area deluged by 6 to 8 inches of rain over 48 hours, causing two dams to fail.
It's going to have a major impact on this community and on our state for the time to come.
President Trump will be in Michigan today to tour a Ford factory that has been making respirators to help with the COVID-19 response efforts. No word on whether the Democratic Governor Whitmer, who's been a big critic of the president, will be on hand for that visit. The NCAA is clearing three college sports to resume activities soon. The Division I Council saying football and men's and women's basketball teams can start working out on campus beginning the 1st of June. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Republican U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is not very pleased that Planned Parenthood is receiving personal protective equipment from the federal government. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is demanding that Planned Parenthood return $80 million they took from the Paycheck Protection Program meant to help small businesses.
And we learned yesterday that the nation's largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, abused this emergency process and grabbed tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money for which they were completely, completely ineligible.
The Paycheck Protection Program specifically prohibits large affiliated organizations with more than 500 employees. Planned Parenthood is said to have over 600 employees.
The CDC releasing new information on COVID-19, saying it does not apparently spread easily when people touch contaminated surfaces or objects, though it says it doesn't mean to stop washing hands and disinfecting things. It can still transmit that way, but updated guidelines suggest that's not the main way to catch it. It's really person-to-person contact. And singer Neil Young is still performing during this coronavirus lockdown, only his audience is a lot different. He's been doing virtual concerts on his website and a series called Fireside Sessions. He performed outdoors last night in what he called his Barnyard Edition. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Thirty-four after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and yes, folks, the Titanic is still sunk. In other travel news, do we have other travel news, Victoria, or are we?
We do.
Oh, we do?
Oh. We do.
fabulous. I want to have
some 2020 travel news, not just, you know, 1920 travel news. We cover it all here on the DJV show.
2020 news on the DJV show. Mm-hmm. All right. So
this
what
is
you
actually
got?
Some really good news. Americans are really planning summer vacation already, and RV sales and rentals are up on unprecedented levels. So there was obviously an initial drop-off in all things related to travel of any kind. RV rental companies, Outdoorsy and RV Share, had huge, you know, huge losses for the month of March, which is to be expected. People canceled their reservations, things like that. But now, in new reports, new data is showing that since the end of April, Outdoorsy's average daily bookings have increased 450%, which is, and that's incredible for them. RV Share has seen a 650% rise in rental bookings since the end of April as well. And they say the trends are, these are more than just rebounding, that this is the highest recorded booking numbers in its history. And so this is, people are planning, they don't want to fly, so they're renting everything from pop-up campers to traditional RVs to all the way up to the super fancy, tricked-out adventure vehicles, and they are planning on getting on the road this summer. So it looks like from the beginning of June, that's when all of these rentals will start.
Week.
And so, all the RV companies say their peak travel season is typically the month of June before it's too hot, really. Probably makes sense. And so lots of road trips are going to be happening. And a lot, and part of the reason is people just don't feel safe or comfortable going to a hotel right now. And so there's a new travel survey that came out that the Wall Street Journal reported on. And of the people who were surveyed, they found that fewer than 15% of travelers said they're feeling that they feel safe taking a domestic flight, and only 17% said they felt safe going to a hotel or a resort. So this explains what the next best thing is. It's an RV. Put the whole family in.
It makes sense. You can control your own environment and make sure everything's clean to your standards, not someone else's.
Yep, and you have the added bonus of preparing your own meals, so you're not reliant on restaurants.
For some reason, my father got in his head that we needed to do a cross-country trip the week after I graduated from college. So he rented, and I was working, so my sisters went along for the ride, and I forget who else was along, a couple of my cousins. He went to Los Angeles, rented an RV, to go cross-country, and he promptly drove it into the desert in Arizona, and the water pump blew out, and they sat in the middle of the Arizona desert for 8 hours because they couldn't get anybody to come hook onto the RV and bring it to some place to get it
fixed. Now, you're saying they. If he rented it for you, why weren't you there?
Yeah, were you there?
I had no interest in going whatsoever. I did join them for an overnight, and I had to sleep in the same bunk with my father, who used to snore horribly, so I was in and out in a day. I went out to say hi. And
I can't imagine. Who else was he with?
He's with my sisters, went for the ride.
Oh, okay.
And I think one of my sisters.
Was your mom there?
Married at the time. No, my mother was dead. No, but my mother, but she wasn't traveling. She was very sick at the time. So anyway, I just remember my father had his head shaved because it was so hot. And he said, okay, we're all going on this trip. And we weren't much for trips anyway because we didn't really ever spend much time together. I didn't spend much time with my family as a kid growing up. So this was like clearly out of the blue. And it just, he got in his head that he wanted to do that. And, you know, within the first day.
Do you regret not going?
Yeah. No, not at all.
Really?
Nah, not at all. Nope.
Well, the other thing that's kind of interesting about the trends for the RV rentals is normally the average trip is between 4 and 6 days. This time, this year, these new bookings, they're going from 5 to 12 days long.
What do they cost?
So,
what does it cost to rent one of these, a really nicely outfitted one?
No clue.
A couple hundred bucks a day?
I've never done it. I don't know. There's a part of me that kind of wants to try it, but then again, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they're much better now than back in those days.
Not 12 days. Yeah. Well, 12 days, I think 12 days is probably also related to the price of gas being so cheap, so people might be planning to go farther on their vacations, maybe more cross country.
The price of the futures on oil are going way up.
I was going to say good luck.
Saw that in the stock market yesterday, but it's just, you know, you wonder in this circumstance, are you protecting yourself from being exposed to the COVID virus? And I suppose depending on where you go, and you know about your family's history or whoever's on the ride with you, then yeah, you might be much safer. Being, again, it depends on where you go, frankly, where you stop to get food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But most of those RVs, the better ones, have the refrigerator and has a stove in it, so you can stop at a supermarket, buy your own food, and cook, and you don't have to go to a restaurant, right?
That's what people want to hear after quarantine. They get to cook more meals.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, you're driving along at 60 miles an hour. Hello. So the situation in Georgia is worth a moment or two of our time. Remember, Victoria and I are both completely, and I think you're getting that way too, Jennifer.
I'm not getting that way.
I'm trying to hit the microphone when I do that. The business, I don't know if people are noticing it or not. Maybe it's because we're more susceptible. We're thinking more about our respiratory system, but the stuff with pollen and phlegm and the allergies this year, we say this,
really
I can hear myself saying the same thing last year. It's worse this year than it ever was before. Well, this year it seems to be worse than it was last year.
I don't remember when I started, but I've been taking a Zyrtec every day for at least a year, probably. I mean,
how's Coracidin? You take Zyrtec every day?
Every morning. Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Not all year, but...
I actually do. My allergies are that bad. I mean, I'm sniffling and sneezing and coughing. I'm losing my voice. Ugh.
What does that do to your system, though? Is that stuff, after a while, is it not good for your body?
They say it's okay for you to take every day, so good luck.
Really?
Are you allergic
yeah.
to cats, maybe? I'm supposed to be mildly that allergic, one. But I'm more allergic to dogs than cats.
Mm. Really? You want to have me bring Daisy over then?
I am allergic to Daisy, actually. Yeah. In fact, when I got to meet her, remember I told you, I said, I'm going to regret this. I'm not allergic to my dad's dog because she's got poodle hair. So I'm, any dogs
the poodles are much,
is fine.
Yeah, much better. Yeah, poodles are much better when it comes to that sort of thing. So let's go to Georgia, as I suggested a moment or two ago. The first state to initiate the process known as reopening. All right? So as we get the number yesterday was 20-some-odd thousand Americans testing positive for COVID. Now, Georgia has reopened its hair salons, its gyms, barbershops, tattoo parlors, bowling alleys. By the way, most of the bowling alleys in my area have gone out of business because of this. They were on fragile. I used to love as a kid going bowling. Either of the two of you like to go bowling?
I used to like it. Yeah.
Not this year, but the year before I went for my birthday. Yeah.
How good were you? How good are you?
Surprisingly good.
Yeah.
Like everyone thought I was going to be the weakest link, and I beat everyone.
Whoa!
I said I was going to be the weakest link. I have to be careful. I have a disc issue in my back, so I was everyone was laughing about my form. I looked like a little kid, but you know, whatever, it worked.
Yep. All right, back to Georgia. 26 days have passed since the state started to reopen, and the new wave of infections that were predicted has not, I underscore, not materialized. In fact, according to the database published in this morning's Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Georgia's rolling 7-day average of new cases has fallen for 3 weeks in a row. By 3 to 4 percentage points a day. And the figures are not disputed. Various state officials have been looking at them. The feds are looking at them. They're trying to figure out, okay. So we're ending lockdowns in the various states like Florida, Texas, Massachusetts, a lot of lockdowns.
That's good for Georgia, but in Tennessee, they've seen a 25% increase every day.
So why
Texas
the difference?
Has had,
What's
I don't
the
know.
Difference?
I don't
Tell
know.
How they're probably how they're handling it. Who knows?
I would think
so,
yeah.
Atlanta mayor was like, well, it wasn't as bad as I thought so after all. Because remember, the governor got a lot of heat, even from President Trump, who said, I don't know, maybe it's too soon. But you have the right plan. And Florida is the same way. Florida and Georgia actually should be looked at by all the states because they've actually seen downturn in their opening, even after they took so much heat from the mainstream news media trying to say that they were opening too soon. They've actually done really, really well. So...
All right, let's
There's
talk
a business
about
model for you, a couple of them, I guess, the states are looking
something
for help.
That President Trump said this week about the states, the threatened halting of federal aid to Michigan and Nevada because of the way they're distributing votes and encouraging people to vote by mail. The absentee ballots, apparently they're fraught with fraud. You know anything about that?
That's a huge issue.
He doesn't want any Democratic states or any battleground states to use ballots.
No, he doesn't want any. He wants ballots, but he doesn't want mail-in ballots, and he doesn't want
That's
it across
I mean,
the country.
That's what I mean, mail-in ballots.
It's not just about a red
state. I don't think mail-in ballots are safe either.
They're not safe. And
all kinds of fraud, like computer voting. That's ridiculous, too.
Well, I think if somebody, I have no problem, and the president said the same thing, if you are a person who wants a mail-in ballot, you can request a mail-in ballot and get it. The problem is that some of these governors, Michigan, Nevada, my governor in California, is saying that they just want to send out a ballot to everybody on the voter rolls. Well, the problem is the voter rolls cannot be trusted. There are hundreds of thousands of people who are on these voter rolls who are dead, who are no longer registered to vote, who have moved, who have not changed their address with the state. It is so dangerous to just bulk mail people ballots, and then you're just leaving yourself open for voter fraud. And look, while it may be Trump in the White House now, next time around, it won't be. And do you want to leave your candidates or the country vulnerable to this type of new pattern? It's until we clean up voter rolls, this is not a safe way to protect our elections at all.
I agree. 46 past the hour on the DJV program.
This is sponsored by Novartis. Melanoma is a serious form of skin cancer. It is often treatable when caught early, but if melanoma advances and spreads to other parts of the body, it can be difficult to treat. It's important to know what type of melanoma you or a loved one may have so you can understand available treatment options. Danya, who was a caregiver to her daughter Sawyer, experienced melanoma mutation testing firsthand.
Mutation testing is of great importance. It can give you a roadmap of treatments that may work for a certain mutation. Therefore, we knew which treatment plans to pursue for Sawyer's melanoma.
Danya knows the honor that comes with caring for a loved one with skin cancer.
Being Sawyer's caregiver was one of my biggest accomplishments and an honor. Sawyer and I kept faith alive in each other, and we were lucky to have 24 years together. She faced her battle with dignity and humility. Her legacy is, have faith and never give up.
To stay informed and learn more, visit knownowbraf.com.
It really is an awesome product for so many different things, even in addition to the weight loss. You know, people tell us within the first few weeks of taking it that they're sleeping better, waking up with less joint pain, more natural energy, and then, of course, over time, you do see the weight loss, the inch loss, and the weight loss with the product. If you go to the website toploss.com, you can click on the science tab. There's a science tab at the top. You can read all about how it works for weight loss and the side benefits on there, too. It's not in stores. You can't find it on any other websites because with Calitrin, every purchase of Calitrin, you get a team of support. We have nurses available. We have Calitrin consultants. Everyone gets a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who follows up with you after your order, make sure that you're seeing results. If you have any questions, you know, you can ask them. So it really is more about a team effort with this product.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's a name for the day. Wilson Roosevelt Germain, who started working in the White House as a butler. He was the longest-serving White House employee, passed away this week of the COVID. 11 presidents he worked for. How about that? It's 50 minutes after you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. It's time to ask Dr. Ken. A question has come up about Alzheimer's and whether or not fruits, tea, red wine, may all of those things be helpful in getting rid of Alzheimer's or keeping... I guess I wonder, is it getting rid of Alzheimer's if you have it, or is it keeping you from getting it, or both of those things here? That would be my interpretation of this question, Ken.
Well, Doug, if you're worried about developing Alzheimer's disease, and I think most of us are, eating more fruits or drinking more tea or red wine may actually help protect your brain. And this is out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this month. People who consume the lowest amounts of fruits like apples and berries and red wine and tea in their diets are 2 to 4 times more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease or another related dementia and people who actually consume adequate amounts. In terms of wine, you know, for a woman, it's 0 to 1 servings a day. For a guy, it's 1 to 2 servings a day.
All right. So people like me, the old adage, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, may have some support. I've eaten an apple a day pretty much all of my life.
Well, it may keep the dementia ward away.
Yeah. Maybe keep a few other things away. Let's hope at bay, anyway. All right, so there's that advice. Next up, a question about heavy drinking and whether that poses, you're a cardiologist, so you're probably on the inside of this, whether if you drink a lot of alcohol, I'm assuming heavy drinking means alcohol, does it lead to an increased risk of stroke and other circulatory problems?
It does. And this we learned out of the medical journal Circulation a couple of weeks ago, one of the Bible journals in cardiology. And we learned that consuming more than 2 alcoholic drinks daily is linked to a whopping 30% greater risk for stroke. Heavy drinking, Doug, can take 5 years off of your life.
Right. You won't get Alzheimer's, but you'll have a stroke. All right. Next question has to do with people are wondering about what this guy read something about a process to help stop or help you treat COVID by just flipping yourself over in the bed because that opens up your lungs. Is that, if you're on a ventilator, does that make sense?
All right. Well, that's a difference. Well, you added that ventilator part in.
All right, well, take it from the top.
Are you talking about those of us at home trying to prevent COVID,
or are you talking about those already
in the hospital?
This is for those of you who are in the hospital who are COVID patients. The suggestion has come from a doctor to this patient that they could help themselves by being flipped over.
Well, there are some positioning studies going on, and there is some evidence that with COVID that positioning is helping. And it's not, once you're on the ventilator, but it's not going to help you to prevent you from getting COVID when you're at home sleeping in your own bed.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me combine a couple of things here from another question and point of view. Back to Alzheimer's and then sleeping. Is it true, and I think you've talked about this 100 times, if you've maybe 1,000 times over the years, if you've said it once, sleep deprivation, not good for anything, but Alzheimer's seems to be back in the fold as yet another cause for getting Alzheimer's, not getting enough sleep.
Absolutely. Yes? Sleep. One of the things sleep does is it just cleans out the brain and gets rid of a lot of toxic items that accumulate, and it's cleansing, and it will help lower the risk of getting Alzheimer's. We all need, as adults, 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep, and it's so good for so many things, just keeping your immune system up, your blood pressure down, your heart in good shape, lowering the risk of getting cancers. Sleep is therapeutic for just about all what ails.
All right, quickie. I'm sorry, but this is about Kawasaki disease in children. How much of that is really connected to the coronavirus? There have been a lot of people asking about that.
This may not be a quick one, but this came up originally from Europe, and now there's a report of 70 children in New York City, and maybe we should pick this up
Time. Yeah, all right. Well, we'll save it for next time. But let's not forget about it, because I think it's a question bothering a lot of parents, and that's why the question is in here, whether this condition in children may be linked to the coronavirus. I've seen a lot of speculation
in
the news media.
There is an inflammatory circulatory, like Kawasaki's disease.
The podcast,
Good Day
Health with Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack, available right now, the most recent ones, at gooddayhealthshow.com. Thanks to Dr. Ken for being here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.